Welcome to the Witches Healing Podcast. This is a show that helps you get back to the basics of your spiritual journey. I am your host, Moonstone Energy, spiritual wellness coach, and entrepreneur. I am here to show you that the way out is within. Now let's get into this episode. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. I know it has been a while. It has been literally 5 months since I've even made a podcast on this show. So I just want to say thank you so much for sticking around. You may be able to hear it in my voice. There has been a nasty little virus going around getting people sick. And I literally lost my voice probably about 2 days ago. And it's just now coming back. But during the time I was sick, I did not lose my sparkle. I think when it comes to me and getting sick, I can do everything else. But if I am stuffy and my throat is sore, you might as well cancel me. But anyway, enough about that. Today, I want to talk about getting back to the basics. And getting back to the basics as it pertains to protecting yourself from energy vampires and people that mean you no good. So, just to share, there's this content creator by the name of Candy Cane. So, CandiKaine. This content creator did a video. Essentially, she was just talking about people that are energy vampires and parasites, how they'll latch onto you and try to basically steal your destiny. If you've gotten my book, The Roots That Ground Us, I actually talk about energy vampirism and how it works and things to look out for. So as it pertains to this particular episode, I wanted to talk about this video, but I also wanted to add my extra onto it. So essentially, she's just talking about what to look out for. There's people in your life that may latch themselves onto you just because they see something in you that they don't see within themselves. They may try to steal your glory away from you. If they are a seasoned practitioner, they can actually do that with your astrological information. Think of your astrological information like your big three, your placements and stuff like that. Not saying that. I mean, if you want to share that information about yourself, go right ahead. But I personally, I would not recommend it. If someone is devious and conniving, they can use that against you. There are ways to do that in astrology, FYI. And just being nosy in general, right? Another thing I want to talk about is how, like in the video for her personally, she had someone mimic her as far as how her video was done. She did a video basically talking about people that try to use you. Your spiritual gifts, I should say. Like they're your friends, but they only want to talk to you and call you when they want something from you, like a reading or something like that. And what she was saying is, you know, I don't want that. That's not something that, you know, if that's the type of thing you're gonna do, please just leave me out of it. And you know, just keep it pushing. So the girl that, well, there was a girl that basically saw her video, and if it wasn't for a couple of curse words and, you know, a few choice of words, she would have repeated her entire video bar for bar, okay? And she called her out on it inside of this particular video. But she also talked about some of the celebrities that basically caused the demise of some other people And basically we're doing that sort of thing, which is destiny swapping, taking, excuse me, taking over your life. And there's a spiritual aspect to that, but I also wanted to talk about the psychological, mental aspect of that as well. So when we're talking about mentally, so to see someone copy, I mean, of course, plagiarism, right? It's plagiarism, but aside from the creative aspect of that, if we're talking about mental health, someone that does something like that tells me automatically that they have no originality, they have no personality, and they are literally existing on social media. And this is why a lot of people had issues with social media to begin with. And I'm going to say this because this is something that, honestly, it gets swept under the rug, but it's a serious thing. Now, when we talk about, you know, I mean, if you're a millennial, shout out to you, because same. But we're talking about parenting. And of course, we're talking about burnout. Now, if we're talking about parenting and burnout, a lot of parents, they're tired. They work a lot, a long shift, 9 to 5, 10 hours, days, whatever. They're tired. They don't necessarily want to go home and entertain their children because they're exhausted. They have nothing left, unfortunately, for their children. And this is just a very, this is just something, is an example. Let me just say that. So what they'll do when they don't feel like being bothered, right? They're going to give their children their phone. They're going to give their children their iPad. And I know you're asking, like, what does this have to do with anything? Basically, some people, don't know how to exist in the real world. They feel that their only validation that they'll get is through a click, a like, and a view. These particular people also lack personality. They lack a character trait that they desperately need in order to be seen in general, like be seen in social spaces, being seen within their relationships with people, in their home, in their workplace. They feel like they are overlooked, and the only way to be seen is to copy someone else that has something that they don't have. Now, we can talk about the spiritual aspect of this all day because, of course, swapping destinies, this is a real thing. Excuse the dog. If you know enough about someone, or if you know, like they say, information is currency. If you know enough about someone, picture, whatever you have, and you want to use that for some type of baneful work, you can do that. You can most certainly do that. But as far as if you're talking about doing something like in this particular situation, people that usually resort to energy vampirism do it for a couple of reasons. And I'm going to list a few. Reason number one, someone that is using, you know, energy vampirism as a means to get something or whatever. They could be using it as a form of protection. It's like, okay, well, you stalking me, right? I don't know why you're stalking me. But and in the process of you stalking me, you're also sending hate my way. So why not convert that into something that's going to make you even more mad at me? Give me your energy so I can convert it into more money, more status, beauty, attraction of, you know, of different things in my life make you, and then, you know, and then in the process of you doing that, I also take a little bit away from you. Right. So you're worried about me so much. Why don't I take all of the energy that you're giving to me in general so that you don't have any energy to put towards anything that you need to be doing? You're just going to rot away. That's number one. Number two, someone can use energy vampirism as a way to charge a spell for a specific intent. It could be for, let's say, let's stick on the baneful side. Let's say they want to use that energy that you're giving them to fuel a ritual that they have going on, or even feed it to a spirit that they're working with for said ritual. Like, it's so many different things that you can use that for. And this can manifest itself in different ways. I saw a video of a guy. He basically intentionally created a controversial video on TikTok just to get a response out of people of color. This is an old video, but basically he wanted to say that hoodoo is not closed, I can do it, blah, blah. And a lot of people, of course, commented on it. And of course, he got backlash. And of course, he used that for something else. He was called out by another vampiric practitioner. So that's another thing. And just to go back to another one, it's like a two-parter. Number three, they can use it for a spirit. So they can use you as like a vessel. Not a vessel, but it's like a vessel to feed a spirit. Whatever type of spirit they're working with. It doesn't necessarily have to be like a spirit of the Gaisha or anything like that, but it could be, you know, a spirit from a graveyard. Like, it's some really cantankerous people out here that can do some really shady stuff. So that's just example for spiritual purposes. But when we're talking about mental health and that sort of thing and that aspect of that, for someone to sit here and try to take on your identity, that's telling me that they don't necessarily like themselves. And that's pretty sad. And I think, and just to go back, I feel like the reason why people are so obsessed with likes, clicks, views, and things like that is because they feel like that's how they get their validation. A lot of people aren't validating themselves in real life. Me personally, I love social media, but I hate it at the same time. Social media isn't what it used to be when MySpace came out. When Tagged came out, I don't know if you remember Tagged, if you're that old. Tagged. Oh my God. I had so many friends on social media, people that I've never met in a different state. Social media used to be social. Nowadays, people are seeking validation for the simplest things. The people aren't going outside like they used to, experiencing life. People always holler, get the content. Girl, just go grocery shopping. Just get your groceries and go. Why are we filming everything? I mean, if you're a content creator, great, but at some point, where do you draw the line? Where do you have boundaries? You have to have a me time. You have to have an off button when it comes to stuff like this. Because technically, content creation would be a job. When are you off the clock? Really? As much as I like to scroll, and granted, I have gotten caught up in the doom scrolling before.
I'm going to dive back into this episode in one moment, but I had to interrupt and let you know that you are not alone. You are loved, and most importantly, you are supported. If at any moment you feel that you need guidance or mentoring, you have resources available to you, love. Please visit moonstoneenergy.com and book a one-on-one spiritual coaching session or an intuitive reading, and let's get you back into your power.
But when I don't feel like posting, when I don't feel like doing something, I'm not going to force myself. My validation, it does not come from anyone on social media. I remember a time where I had made a comment that came off as controversial to people that didn't understand where I was coming from with it, and they felt that they needed to comment on it, and I literally got into an argument with people in the comment section. That was the first and last time I've ever done that. And it just showed me the type of people that actually utilize these apps, the type of audience that it's attracting. If you are in business at any, you know, for whatever, there's a chart that I saw that I actually have in my school, the Moonstone Energy University, about the different apps that cater to different age groups. Just like you have a certain places that you can and cannot attend if you are not of a certain age, apps are like that too. And what I noticed is that a lot of the people that are using the same app as you, they're not wrapped too tight. They got on the app when they were probably having a bad day and probably saw your post and they got triggered. So they felt like they needed to say things. And it's another thing. It's like I've noticed that a lot of the things that people say in the comments, they wouldn't dare say to your face. They wouldn't. And if they would, that would be another outcome. It really would. So there's a side of social media that has given people this false sense of bravery and this false sense of confidence, as well as this false sense of a personality or a character. They don't know themselves. They have a lack of self-awareness, and they're so unaware that they are not aware that they're not aware. If you get what I was saying, it's like a loop. It's like Inception, that movie. It's a movie within a movie within a, like, that's exactly how it is. So you have people like that, young lady, that will get on social media and basically copy other people's work because she has no original thought, because she doesn't know who she is outside of social media. All she know is social media. And of course, this could be a very, very wide-reaching assumption, but I can guarantee you, just from someone doing this, it tells me either one of two things. One, you lack originality and you have no original thought. And two, you lack self-awareness, because if you're aware of yourself, you would know what you want to talk about. I guarantee you, someone that is an astrophysicist is not going to sit here and talk about how to make a freaking hamburger. That's not something that interests. I mean, they'll probably cook one for themselves, but it's a caliber. Like, you have to, it's like me trying to explain astrophysics. I don't know anything about it. And not at all. I may have a little hinkering, but to have an entire episode about it, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I can't speak on things I don't know about or have not experienced myself or witnessed myself and have an opinion about. I have to have some type of skin in the game before I can comment. So what I feel interesting is that some people tend to copy other people's content and try to come off as this enlightened person, and they haven't experienced half the stuff they're talking about. I find that interesting. And it also is insecurity too. It's telling me that you're insecure. You feel like you have to be this person that knows everything. It's okay not to know. It's impossible to know everything. Everything is constantly evolving. And don't even get me started on technology. It's always evolving. There is no way for one person to know everything in this world. Everything is constantly changing, constantly evolving. Some things may not even be your calling. Some things may not even interest you in the slightest bit. Some of the things you probably don't even know about because it's not a part of your culture. So how can you know these things? We have gotten to a place where we want to know everything. And it's okay to be ignorant. And ignorant does not mean stupid. Ignorant is just what it means. Ignorant. I am ignorant to this topic. I am ignorant to this subject matter. It does not mean that you lack anything. I mean, you lack the knowledge about something, but that doesn't make you less than. So I find it quite weird when someone sits here and try to pretend when they don't have to. This all goes back to self-worth, how you value yourself. Why are we pretending that we know something when we don't know anything? And it's another thing to actually be in agreement with someone on something if you're watching a video and it's like, you know what? Yeah, I agree with you. It's okay to have shared values with someone. It's gonna happen. This is how society works. Someone has to have a shared value of some kind. In order for it to have such an impact on someone, someone has to share the same values and it has to spread. That's how it goes. But to sit here and have the same values, copy verbatim, word for word, bar for bar, it's creepy. And I'm not even talking about the good creepy, the good weird stuff. No, this is creepy. This is the hills have eyes creepy. Like, this is not normal. No. So I'll leave you with this. If for whatever reason you feel detached from your current reality, please, for the love of everything that is holy, do not doom scroll. Do not get on social media. My recommendation for you is to get grounded and become present with yourself. And I know people are like, oh, what does that mean? Because people have used that term so loosely, so frequently, and it's like, what does that even mean? That means go outside. I would say leave your cell phone in the house, but the way society is set up, bring your phone with you, but don't use it. Go outside, touch the ground. You know what? Matter of fact, while you're going outside, make sure you bring a journal and a pen and just lay out in the grass, lay out on your balcony, on your porch, wherever. Just be outside and just listen. You don't have to say anything. Just listen. You can write when you're ready, but just listen. When you get connected with nature in general, just listening to the birds, listening to the animals, listening to the wind, listening to other people speak, because some people just walk by and just have random conversations. You're like, oh, yeah, really? Huh? Okay. Like, just be outside for a second. And I guarantee you, you'll snap back into reality. Some people don't know who they are outside of their phone. some of these people, depending on the generation, okay, they don't know what life is like without a phone. And I feel bad for them. And I will say this, if you don't have a scraped knee, if you don't have that one scar that everyone has on their knees, you didn't experience childhood like I experienced childhood. If you didn't drink from a water hose, I don't know what to tell you. If you didn't fall off your bike not one time, I don't know what to tell you. If you and your friends didn't walk to the corner store to get candy from the candy lady, I don't know what to tell you. Your life as, you know, your childhood wasn't that great. But I'm just joking, partially joking. But no, if you didn't really go outside as a kid and all you had was your phone or your iPad, I don't know if you know what it's like to have actual interactions with other human beings to the degree that other people do. And if you did have a healthy balance between technology and the real world, kudos to you. You actually know what it's like to put your phone down and actually be present. You know what it's like to pick up a book. And the book can be a Kindle. It's okay. I like reading on a Kindle as well. I love my Kindle. Read a book. Go outside. Take a nap. A good nap. Just don't get on social media. Give yourself a break. Give yourself some time to breathe. To really figure out who you are. Because at some point, if you're not careful, you'll get to a point where you're only spewing regurgitated information that someone else said. You're going to get to a point where you don't even know what you feel or how you feel about a certain topic. Or how do you feel like about a certain world event or whatever? Like, you don't have an original thought because you're so consumed with social media that you don't even have a moment to really think for yourself. You don't know. You have no idea. Literally. You have no idea. So it's very important to give yourself some space to think, to feel, to process. Because when you can't get into your creative flow of any kind, your creativity, you can't do any of those things. Well, you don't even give yourself a chance or an opportunity to actually feel and think for yourself. You're allowing other people to think and feel for you, and that's the problem. When you allow other people to think and feel for you, you just become a shell of a person. You are spiritually hijacked. Your mind, your body, your spirit, your entire constitution is no longer yours. It belongs to TikTok. It belongs to Instagram. It belongs to Facebook. No one should have that much access to you like that. Those apps should not have that much control over you. I guarantee you, just to reflect back on that day, I literally went back and forth. I didn't go back and forth with her for a long time, but I thought to myself, I was like, wow, I really sat here and I did that. But at the same time, I had to think about it. It's like, wow, once I close this app, I am not going to care. I am actually going to go in my kitchen and cook myself something to eat. And I might watch a TV show. I might go outside. I don't know. But at the end of the day, I have a life outside of this app. I have family. I have friends. I have me. I don't care what the next person is thinking. If you agree with me if you don't agree with me, that's perfectly fine. You're entitled to your feelings. You are entitled to your emotions. But what you feel about me is not going to sway how I feel about me. And that's the important thing. You can disagree with me all day. I don't care. That's fine. I do what I want to do over here. as long as I'm not disrespecting myself or disrespecting others, we're good. And if you are disrespected, what did you do? That's what I'm gonna say. What did you do? Because I don't just go around disrespecting people for no reason. So there's that. But anywho, thank you so much for listening. Make sure that you check the listen notes for any highlights and anything pertaining to the Moonstone Energy Multiverse in the listen notes. I definitely appreciate you for sticking around. I'm thankful for you. So much has changed since 5 months ago. And I'm so happy. Good changes, of course. just to talk about it, if you are interested in learning anything about the occult, esoteric information, make sure that you click the link in my listen notes to become a part of the Moonstone Energy Coven, which is a part of my Patreon. You can subscribe and I will teach you whatever it is that you're looking to learn. And if I don't know it, guess what? I know somebody that does. make sure that you join the coven, and I'm also offering the classes a la carte. So if you just want to be a part of it, just buy one class, it's fine. And make sure that you grab The Roots That Ground Us. It is available at moonstoneenergy.com. And just as a surprise, it will be available in volumes. So volume one will be available very shortly. I just came out with an updated version of the Sacred Grimoire of Conjure. It's a brand new grimoire that I just created. So it'll be out. The pre-orders are available, but the release date will be on the 28th of this month of June. And what else do we have going on? We have a lot going on. Just go to the listen notes. Just go to the listen notes. Everything will be there. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye. The next time you hear from me, let's say the next episode, you'll be one step closer to your highest self. One step closer to stepping into your divine energy and in complete flow. And so it is. Ache.